The assertion by the British Secretary of State, James Brokenshire, that the whole of Lough Foyle is within the UK was very arrogant and very provocative, but it also needs to be challenged head on by our government. We also need to reassure people involved in tourism and fisheries around the Lough that there will be no threat to their future. We know that part of the Brexit plans, the British government intends to control all of their waters solely for fishermen in their territory, and that would be completely unacceptable on the island of Ireland and particularly in Lough Foyle. So we just need to have this matter dealt with. That's why I've raised it under urgent business in the Shannon, and I look forward to my exchange with the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Charlie Flanagan.
So you're hoping tomorrow now there will be some resolve over who owns the Lough?
Well, I think it's important that Charlie Flanagan outline why these negotiations have been dragging on all of these years. What is causing the blockage to agreement? I mean, obviously, as an Irish Republican, I would like to see a united Ireland. I would like to see all of the waters used solely for the people of Ireland. But in the interim towards the United Ireland, Lough Foyle should be a shared space for the communities on either side of the water, and we need to manage that resource properly so that the tourism, the fisheries potential of the Lough can be fully realised. But what we cannot accept is the British government being allowed to claim full ownership without that matter being resolved.